please?
No, 948 WGAR with Gardner on the Big 1220, your station for family fun at Disney World on our Phil Gardner second anniversary show. We have a winner on the phone. We got to get with her in just a minute.
Hi, this is Rick Case. 50,000-mile warranty available with your Honda Civic.
On May 16th, it appears.
Music and more, WGAR.
WGAR's great album giveaway with Gardner. Who's this?
Pat Ligon.
Pat Ligon, where are you from?
I'm from Eastlake.
Okay, what's your favorite album?
Bette Midler's The New Depression.
You've got it from WGAR in the five regular theater stores. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, I come home, baby.
The Labor Department might have good news for you if you're out of a job. Those look 75, but thunder showers are expected. Currently 65 degrees, that's 18 Celsius. The news is a service of Nationwide Insurance. This is 1220 WGAR Cleveland. It's 10 o'clock.
Cleveland talks, and WGAR listens to you.
This is TJC from Cleveland. During this bicentennial year, it is apparent to know that this is one of the better countries in the world. Oh, of course it isn't the best, but it is a lot better than listening to someone tell you what to do and how to do it.
What's your comment? Call 526-1220. WGAR listens to you.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.
Congratulating Phil Gardner on his anniversary here on WGAR.
Second anniversary program. Welcome in, Bob Goose. Good to have you here. Engineer tonight is Don Coulter, folks, who owes everything, even his job, to his mother, who's got some Polaroid snapshots of the boss.
You don't know me, but I'm your
brother. Yeah, the Doobie Brothers now.
I was raised here in
WGAR. Doobie Brothers, singing into the streets at 10:07 WGAR Smile Time here with Phil Gardner, America's most highly awarded, most beloved disc jockey of all time. Brought to you on the Big 12. We have, in this hour, we have, let's see, letters from listeners. Also, the great Mooga is going to be here on the Phil Gardner second anniversary show on WGAR. Also, some more well-wishers from across the eastern seaboard here on this amazing and most heartwarming occasion of our second anniversary. 2 years we've been here, and what a beautiful 2 years it's been, and it's all thanks to you. Thank you from the bottom of my wallet. I really appreciate that.
Join the Pepsi people.
I do, really. When I sit around counting my money, I often say, you know, where would I be without them Air Monkeys? Hey, listen, we have in just a couple of minutes. In fact, up next here on the Phil Gardner second anniversary show, of course, I being America's most beloved patriot of all time, I thought it was only proper that we feature my patriotic song, Us Americans, on the show tonight, this second anniversary, and in celebration of this most momentous occasion. So Us Americans, by yours truly, America's beloved disc jockey, is upcoming next. Here on
McDonald's introduces fun days at Cedar Point.
Well,
all you have to do is stop at McDonald's and
pay vacation, all expenses paid, for four to Walt Disney World in Florida.
Oh, my goodness, that's great. Oh, my goodness.
For you, just you.
This is John Lanigan calling to tell you you just won.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my heavens.
You're a winner.
Congratulations, Susan Hunt of Parma and Charlotte Lasicki of Lorraine. WGAR is sending you to Walt Disney World.
I don't believe it.
For you.
WGAR. WGAR has 13 more all-expense-paid vacations to give away. Just send us a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to Walt Disney World, WGAR Cleveland, 44147. Or pick up an entry blanket cartons of Pepsi. Deadline May 31st. Transportation via Eastern Airline and accommodation by Travelodge.
Everything we do is for you.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, and I could have told you it's going to happen. Now, I'm from the South, and I think it's time to speak up for us Americans, as most generous, yet possibly not always the smartest people in all the earth. As long as about 10, 12 months ago when I first learned how to read newspapers, I read about Watergate and Sparrow T. Agnew. Now, that stuff's going to give politics a bad name. You mark my word. And who rushed in to help? Well, the Democrats, naturally. Of course, the Democrats are the real folks. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater. No foreign land sent a dollar to help, not even a bucket and a sponge. By golly, I'm getting a little ticked off about that myself. And when the franc was in danger, collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up. And the reward was being sold and swindled in the streets of Gay Paris. Now, I wasn't there, but my neighbor's boy was over there, and he seen it. When distant cities is hit by earthquakes, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Out there, Managua, Nicaragua is a good example. And by golly, we was over there in about 10 minutes. Now last spring, 59 American communities was flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped except a few good Democrats at the Weather Bureau. They give us more warning now. Now I'd just like to see one of them countries that's gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar get eaten up by the seven-year locust. That's what I'd like to see. Does any other country in the world have a plane to eat with a Boeing jumbo jet? Hell no. And why does no other land on earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the Americans are the only people that's got that there orange flavor tang. Now, you talk about Japanese technocracy and you get them tinny little radios. You talk about German technocracy, you get them tiny cars. You talk about American technocracy, and you get all of Elvis Presley's golden oldies on one great album for only $5.95 or $7.95 for 8-track tapes. Hurry, our friends, without notice. You talk about scandals, and us Americans put us right on a TNV for everybody to look at. Fact is, with a few laugh tracks at it, we might turn it into a comedy series. Now, even them draft dodgers ain't pursued and hounded. Of course, that's because them long-haired, bed-wetting, fascist, commie-sympathizing hippies are up there in Canada talking in French and smoking out their Mary Jane Joanna. When the Americans get out of this mess, and we will, don't you blame us when we say, to hell with you foreigners. Let somebody else buy them Israeli bombs for the promised land. Let somebody else build and repair them foreign dams. Do your own damn work. And when the railways in France, Germany, and India is breaking down because they're so beat up, well, it's the Americans rebuilding. Oh, we sent Tyco and Lionel, American Flyer, all them train companies over there to help. I know because a guy down at the hobby house told me. And when the Pennsylvania Railroad and New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them no caboose. Of course, what the hell would a railroad that's broke need no caboose for anyway? Now, I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name even one time when somebody else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake or the day the Shady Gap Strawberry Festival got out of control back in 48. And the point is, we Americans face it alone. Now, I'm one Southerner who's damn tired of hearing us Americans kicked around. And we'll come out of this thing with our flag high, you better believe it, Buster. And our cost of living's gonna be even higher. And when we do, we gotta thumb our nose at the lands that are gloating over our present troubles. After all, what's good for the goose is good for the moose. I hope Canada ain't one of them lands, because they are too close to be enemies. You get my point. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. Now, either it was this year's disaster or Blue Shield's making a killing. Well, heck, maybe the Watergate Committee can look into that, too.
That is Us Americans, friends, on WGAR. I wrote it, and I recorded it. And I'm America's most beloved patriot of all time. Here on the Big 1220, give me a hand. Thank you, friends.
Here by 1015 WGRR Garden, we have the great Mooga upcoming here.
Earth and Woolco.
Reclining bucket seat.
Today and find out.
Well, okay. Hey, tonight, three-year-old colts trot for an estimated $21,000 purse at the Ohio Sire Stakes at Northfield Park, post time, 8 p.m. What the hell are we reading it for?
Now, gently rub your radio to bring forth the great
Mugarushi.
Remember?
Yeah, what's that?
A vasectomy.
Yes.
Means never having to say you are sorry.
What is it?
Happy second anniversary here on Honorable Big 1220.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Muga.
You're welcome. Oh, you know, Mr. John, I entered the Pride of Parma Winter Sweepstakes.
Winter Sweepstakes.
Yes, that was last winter.
Oh,
yes,
I see.
And what? I won first prize. I just found out.
Well, wonderful.
Yes,
what do you win?
I get a tour of Parma on a dog sled next winter.
I hope it's next winter.
I hope so.
Yes.
It says here that if I supply the sled, they supply mustard and relish for the dogs.
Oh,
Bill Gardner, superstar. WGAR.
I know, folks, frankly, I've stayed on the radio for all this time with material like that. Here comes Sly and the Family Stone.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong.
Oh.
My own beliefs are in my
mind. You gotta admit, that's pretty weak. Phil Gardner on the second anniversary show here with Gardner at 10:20. WGAR Smile Time. Don't forget now, another programming footnote, folks. Make sure you're with us tomorrow evening at 10:35, as well as up till midnight tonight for goodness knows what. But tomorrow night at 10:35, please be with us, because I want to have a word with you. And we have Don, what's coming up? Now, I know your supper is, but what else?
You're gonna find the clothes, the fancy. Ooh. What you had in mind.
Visit the Fancy Store on Warren Road in the Warren Village Shopping Center near Lakewood. Lakewood. Thank you.
Well, here's what Country's Farms Restaurants.
Well, now, ain't that heartwarming? Now, I want to tell you, friend, you can find a Bob Evans restaurant right near you. Yes, you can. Now, what you can do is, if you live out there around Belden Village Mall, for instance, well, what you do is stop out there at Bob Evans Restaurant in North Canton at the Belden Village Mall on Everhard Road at I-77. You can go there even if you ain't Everhard. Really? Well, yippee, Kyle. Tribute to Akronites at 10:24. WGAR with Gardner. Stay tuned for letters from listeners. Upcoming in minutes also, your chance to win your favorite album, WGAR.
Don't pull your...
Here's Lynn Cable. And you can say goodbye. As long as you don't pull it, love. 10:27, WGAR with Gardner on the booth.
Hey, Mario's
Disco.
Mario's Disco.
John Lanigan from 10 till midnight at Harry O's.
Your baby is soft and
weighty.
Get the great train
to the rapids.
Hey, Cleveland, this is Jeff Jones from Orlando, Florida. I just want to wish my man, Phil Gardner, happy second anniversary on Big 1220 WGAR.
Pronounced down in Orlando. Really heartwarming, I'm sure. Here's Ida Ross. Love Hangover. 1030 WGAR.
Beerchecks.com.